For the Tanis, we add in Anenu into Shema Kaleinu. The Chazan says as a bracha in and of itself. The idea of Anenu Hashem Anenu is a double lashon, like Elyon Har HaKarmel. Elyon says the Gemara in Brachas Tavav Amud Beis, Anenu that fire should come down from heaven. And Anenu that they shouldn't say it's witchcraft and shouldn't say it's kshafim, and therefore it should have the desired effect of making Kiddush Hashem. Perhaps similarly over here we say, Anenu Hashem answer us, give us that which we desire, that which we require. And the second Anenu is Hashem, you might be giving to us, but there might be something that's getting in the way and stopping us from receiving. So if there are any impediments to us receiving, please remove those and allow us to receive your goodness. We also use the word Tzayim Ta'aniseinu, which is the way the Torah refers to a Ta'anis, the way the Chazal refer to a Ta'anis, using both Lashonis. Whether it's just the absence of eating, whether it's the other Inuyim as well. In fact, the Malbim in Yeshaya says, actually what's going on is a Tzayim is to fix up the future and a Ta'anis is to fix up the past. So we do both, we look at it from both angles. We get together. When we figure out how to do tshuva, that's a tzayim. But we do it together with a tanis. We have both. Lech knesis kol ha-yehudim v'tzumu alai. This is the idea. It's getting together on an eis tzara. Being able to think, to stop, to focus, to do tshuva. Then, v'altoichli v'atishtu, says Esther Malka. The two aspects. There's the tshuva aspect, and there's the actual fasting aspect. Ta'anis itself is lashon of inui. Yibitzara g'dayla anachnu. We're all in pain. Al tefen al reshenu al tastipar necham imenu. Don't turn to our wickedness. Don't conceal your face from us. It's funny, because in the way, in one way we're saying, don't look at our evilness. And then we say, turn your face, don't turn your face from us. So well, one day we make your mind up. If Hashem's looking at us, then he's going to see. If we're saying, don't turn your way from us, then perhaps he'll see what everything that's going on. But actually, what's going on is this. The whole way of Hashem running the world is dependent on Hashem's hest upon him and Hashem's ha'aras upon him. Hashem concealing himself and Hashem revealing himself to us. His ha'aras upon him, Hashem's the light of his countenance, is the source of all of Hatzlacha. Ya'er Hashem panav inecha v'chinecha. This is Hashem's ha'aras upon him. Ba'ar panecha. Nasata lanu Hashem elokeinu. We always want that. In fact, the Gemara says, Medrash says, Amar b'yechanayin lanu ela ha'aras panecha. All we have nowadays, Hashem smiling upon us. Because when Hashem has hest upon him, then evil has dominion over us. That's not what we want. We don't want Hashem to conceal himself from us. We want to make sure that when Hashem looks at us, he looks at us in a positive way. I'll take from Al-Rashenu. Hashem, don't look at our wickedness. Understand that we want to change. Understand that the reason why we're fasting today is because we don't want to be stuck in our old reality. And therefore, I'll tastu b'alecham imenu. Don't conceal yourself from us. Show favor to us. Show love for us. Care for us. See our pain. V'altisalam itchem aseinu. Do not hold back from answering our requests on this ta'anis. Hine karev l'shav aseinu. Be there to answer us. Be there with your kindness to comfort us. In fact, even before we call out, Terem nikra alecha anenu. Again, answer us before we call out. It's not that we even have to call. Sometimes we can't even articulate it. We don't even have the ability. We just want to be close to you to the point we don't even have the ability to articulate our needs, and you're there for us. We're just speaking and Hashem's listening to us. Why? Because, let's face it, you're there, you answer us in times of need. You're the only address that we can turn to in times of pain. Only you. Your paideh, your matzil. You save us. You stop negative things happening to us. You redeem us for goodness. In all types of situations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're always there for us. And just like you were there for us in the past, be there for us now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to turn to us, look at us positively, to see our pain, to see that we're committed, to see that we want to make a change. The Mitzvah Hashem, this Tanis, should have full and desired effect.